welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
This week, we're all about starting a series all about writing exceptional characters. And the first part of this series is about characters' backstory. So hang on. It's amazing. There's chuffing of dogs and cars driving by, but you can get through this and understand that this is not NPR. This is raw. And hopefully forgive me. So when you're starting, in between starting a new business and a podcast and a local news blog and editing other people's stories, I have actually started my own new book that I'm pretty excited about. But when I just reread my first chapter, I realized that was horrifying. And I realized that so far, I've been failing terribly in this first draft when it came to making my main character likable or even real. The writer, loved her, but me, Carrie Jones, that's the editor. Yeah, I knew I had some work to do, just like I should probably have work to do trying to get that car noise out of the podcast. But thankfully, there are a lot of good ideas and advice out there about how to make characters that are a rock star, a character that people remember and want to hang out with for 50,000 to 100,000 words. And my character's big issue, she had no past. I was so focused on the adventures she was about to have that I didn't mention that she'd ever existed beyond that first paragraph of the story. Backstory is a tricky little bastard because we don't want it to weigh down the forward motion of the present narrative, right? But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't sprinkle it in and give readers and ourselves an understanding of how the character is the way it is now. The best kind of backstory is one that allows readers to worry or care about the characters. Think about Harry Potter. He's abused, unloved, a little kid, neglected, but he's still pretty kind. And a good majority of the horrors that have happened to him at the hands of his relatives happened before the story. Backstory, it doesn't need to be that drastic or dramatic. You don't need to put boys in the cupboard. But in my story, the dad and the daughter are about to head to Iceland for her senior year, right? Because he has a job there. She wants to be a cook. And we don't really know any of that. In my first draft, we know she has a boyfriend. We know eventually, because I just reworked it, we know that she wants to be a cook and that she has a boyfriend and it's her senior year. And that's all really quickly established now as she's packing the car and sees something nefarious lurking at the edge of the woods. And then her dad gives a little bit of a kicker when he says, "You've never liked change." And that line hints at a backstory. Obviously, there has been a time before where something changed and it did not go well. And that line in dialogue also hints at the theme. Change happens, nothing is forever. And it also hints at her big lie that she believes about the world. Change is bad. All from that four-word thing of her dad saying, "You've never liked change." So all those things happen in just this one tiny bit of dialogue. But also that one tiny bit of dialogue lets us know that the characters have a shared past. Pretty cool, right? It does so much. There'll be more on my Living Happy blog tomorrow about this, but if you don't go check that out, please just remember that you don't want every single thing that ever happened ever to be revealed in the first 10 pages. That bogs the story down. Sprinkle backstory into your story like your story is the stew that just needs a touch of salt. Don't like dump the whole canister in like you're trying to ward off demons, because you'll just get sick and so will your readers. You've got this. And my backstory for this podcast is that our puppy ate somebody else's feminine hygiene product out of the bathroom garbage bin, waste basket, trash can, whatever you want to call it. And she's been throwing up all day, which is why this podcast is so damn rough. It's been a rough day. And I think the puppy has gotten through it, because now we know why she threw up in the last batch. But there you go. That's the backstory for this podcast. You know you wanted to know that, right? Go hang out at Living Happy with me. You don't have to hear my voice.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons. And
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz, and this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that person smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Broke for spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef,
you can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, or Carrie Does Poems, or Loving the Strange.
Yeah, the other two are funny. This one's serious.